And now I need to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The San Francisco Chronicle is endorsing philanthropist and Levi's heir Daniel Lurie in the city's mayoral race. The Chronicle says while Mayor Breed would be a safe choice, Lurie is a better choice for implementing changes needed to improve life in the city. All right, Phil, can you break it down for us as far as the endorsement goes from the Chronicle? What is the Chronicle saying?
Basically, what they're saying is that there's a time for change in San Francisco. And this is something that they've been thinking and talking about for years. And London Breed represents sort of the status quo. They say she's done a good job on a number of things, the COVID epidemic, but poor job on other things like cleaning up the streets. So she gets a mixed report card. And they also say she just doesn't seem to be there when it really counts sometimes in terms of overseeing the day-to-day operations of the government. Former supervisor Mark Farrell, they agree with on some things, disagree on a lot. I think they see him as more of a conservative, and they're not happy with some of his ethical binds that he's gotten himself into. I have to say, so far are not on a major scale, but it's something they're concerned about. Aaron Peskin, they say, is really competent. He's the president of the Board of Supervisors, but they don't agree with his policies. But Daniel Lurie is what they say is a risk. He has no experience in government, but they said it's a risk worth taking. And it's a rather interesting endorsement, to say the least.
So, Phil, this is your old paper. Are you surprised by the endorsement?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised by the endorsement. All of these candidates are, well, in any other city in America or outside of California would be, you know, on the left side of the spectrum. Here we actually have a group of moderates that are running, or at least three of them, Farrell, Breed, and Lurie. And the Chronicle sort of lumped them together and said, you know, all of these could be good picks. So, I'm not surprised. As for whether or not it's going to make a difference, that remains to be seen. Their track record on endorsements has not been the greatest. They don't tend to pick winners when it comes to the mayor's race. But they do represent a thought. And here's where it does make a difference, is that a lot of times, and this, whether it's here or San Jose or San Carlos or whatever, if you don't know who's running or much about who's running, you look for what they call validators. And that could be, you know, like when Libby Schaff first ran for mayor of Oakland against Gene Kwan, everybody knew that Gene Kwan was going to be booted, but who was going to replace her? It was Jerry Brown that said Libby Schaff is the one to go for. So in this case, you can bet that Daniel Lurie is going to grab this endorsement, as he should. He's going to put a TV ad out, maybe a radio ad. He's just going to blast that out there because it's a validation of his campaign. See, you don't know me, you don't know much about me, but the Chronicle says I'm the pick, so let's, if you trust them, go with me.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.